Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Republicans in the United States Congress are currently trying to pass a contentious new set of tax and spending measures. If passed, the so-called Big Beautiful Bill will be a major boon for wealthy Americans, but it's estimated it will add another $3.8 trillion to the country's current $36 trillion debt pile. Well, earlier this month, the ratings agency Moody's downgraded America from its top-notch AAA rating, stripping the country of the perfect score it has held since 1917 and casting an even brighter spotlight on Washington's long-running fiscal troubles. But what does a weakening US economy mean for the rest of the world, including pensions and investments here? Well, joining us now to tell us more is Russ Mould, who's investment director at AJ Bell. Hello, Russ.
Good morning to you, Claire.
Thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
So we want to look at the impact of this US slowdown, as I say, on pensions and investments. But there has been considerable unease, even from some Republicans, about Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, as he calls it. But if that's passed, coupled with the tariffs that he's been talking about, what's likely to happen, do you think, to the American economy?
Well, what we've been seeing at the moment is that share prices have been getting increasingly edgy because, odd as it sounds, company profits have been huge beneficiaries of this very heavy government spending that we've been seeing for most of the last 10, 15 years particularly. So if the government does tighten its belt, things might get a bit tougher for companies, and that could have a knock-on effect upon employment. So that would be one factor in the administration's thinking. Its borrowing costs have been gradually creeping up because, as you said, everybody from politicians to financial markets to consumers are looking at the American amount of debt ticking up. And the dollar's been weakening, as some investors have thought, you know what, they might end up having to do something really, really creative and left field here to try and work their way out of that debt. And we'd rather not find out what they're going to do while we're holding US dollar assets.
Mm-hmm. But the US federal government debt has always been there. I mean, it's always been running a deficit. What is the problem now?
Well, America's never going to go broke because it can always just print more dollars. I mean, when we think back to the European debt crisis of 10 or 15 years ago, the problem was that the countries involved, like those in the southern Mediterranean, they couldn't cut interest rates independently. They couldn't print their own money because they were bound into the European Central Bank and the euro. So America's got much more flexibility there. I think the challenge that you have now is that the figures are getting bigger. The debt to GDP ratio is now well above 100%. And the interest bill is $1.1 trillion US dollars a year. That's a fifth of the tax take. Now, none of those numbers are comfortable. If you and I had been sat here talking about this 20 years ago, we'd have really thought we were talking about an emerging market or a tin pot republic, mm-hmm. not the world's biggest economy. So it's the scale of the numbers and the rate at which they may be expected to grow even before the Trump Big Beautiful Bill as and when it gets passed.
And there's this psychological figure as well, which is doing the rounds, that the interest on the debt has surpassed America's defence spending. Why is that such an important psychological bridge?
I think it's just the overall cost, that it's just chewing up so much of the tax take that America already has. And I think that's what's exercising minds now. If you remember, Carmen Reinhart and Ken Rogoff wrote a book about 10, 15 years ago on, they put a line in the sand saying, once debt to GDP goes above 80%, the amount of money you're having to spend on the interest servicing that is draining money away from productive investment in your economy, whether it's hospitals, teachers, roads, bridges, whatever it happens to be, or defence, whatever it happens to be. So that's why that number, I think, is a trigger. But also, half of America's debt, the bonds that they've sold to financial markets to fund it, they're going to mature in the next 3 years. So they've actually got to refinance that debt, issue new bonds, and at the moment, the interest rate will be higher still. So that's even more money flowing out the door to the lenders, less money flowing into the US economy.
Right, which has knock-on effects for people in their Correct. In their real lives. I mentioned as well America being stripped of the AAA rating score. The US Treasury Secretary Steve Bessin said, oh, don't worry about that, doesn't put any credence on it. Said that Donald Trump's recent tour of the Middle East has brought in so much money that it was a good sign of investor confidence. What do the markets make of it, though?
I think the phrase horse door stable bolt sprang to mind, really, because S&P did this back in 2011 and Fitch did it in 2023. So Moody's was the last of the big three credit rating agencies to do that. And as Treasury Secretary Bessent said, they were late spotting the financial market, a great financial crisis of 20 years ago. So their credibility is not as high as it was. And I think the markets have been looking at these numbers for some time. So it didn't have the effect that the 2011 downgrade from Standard & Poor's did, which actually did roil markets for most of the summer. But again, what it did do, probably more than anything else, was knock the US dollar.
So I want to talk to you now where we started, which was pensions and investments here and right around the world. Why should we care?
Well, America is the world's biggest economy. It's the world's biggest stock market. It's home to the world's biggest bond market. It's the world's home to the world's reserve currency. So there is always that chance that if America sneezes, the rest of us catch a cold. And there's no doubt about that. And also, I think what we've probably seen is that with the American stock market now nearly two-thirds of global stock market valuation, if people have, in their pension, either a company pension or their own one, pressed the default button and gone, I'll just buy a tracker that sort of delivers global stock market performance minus its costs, then you're going to be heavily exposed to US shares almost whether you know it or not. So, and the US stock market's been a stunning, brilliant performer. It already was great before President Trump decided he was going to make America great again. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the potential knock-on effect. But equally, your pension will be able to invest in other areas, whether it's cash, commodities, property, bonds from other countries. So there'll always be something to do to mitigate that risk, at least to some degree.
But what about the people, Russ, who are retiring in the next couple of years?
This is always the challenge with any pension investment. There's always potentially the risk that when you need the money, something desperately unfortunate has happened. So the old rules apply. Always try and sock away 3 to 6 months worth of cash, just so in case of some sort of emergency like that. So you're not forced to be a seller when you least want to be, or you feel that you're under pressure to do so. So that's always the first rule that you can predict. But it is a legitimate risk. If the US market does have a wobble, it could create some discomfort for pensions if they're looking to tap that money now, yes. But hopefully the pension's sufficiently well balanced so that other things will help at least to keep the cash trickling in.
So then generally speaking, when you look at the US economy, Russ, are there clear signs that it is heading in the wrong direction?
In the first quarter of this year, the US economy shrank, which it hadn't done for 2 to 3 years. But a lot of that was partly down to how the numbers are calculated, because imports detract from the figure. And a lot of American companies, looking at Trump's tariff deadline, bought in a boatload of stuff to get all their raw materials and equipment in before the tariffs came in. And also there were huge imports of gold, which also detracted from the numbers, as maybe one or two investors or banks looked for something a little bit safer. So that was a bit of an odd number. But I think we are going to see some very noisy numbers from the US. I mean, how can you plan and run a business if the president's posting every 3 days and his tariff plans are changing? It's really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So if you're running an American company, you probably aren't going to build that factory. You might hold off on that hiring. So I think you probably will see a bit of a soft spot in the US economy, just as they work at what on earth he's up to. But for the minute, unemployment or weekly unemployment claims are not rocketing higher. And that's normally the big tell. And we haven't seen that yet.
All right, Russ, thank you very much. Great to get your insights there. That's Russ Mould, who is Investment Director at AJ Bell. Now, coming up after the break, a male survivor of domestic abuse shares his story with our reporter, Barry Lenehan.
Get in touch on WhatsApp, 0870 32 32 32.